I like it in here, even I feel tall. I was reflecting on what I could share with you for your own thoughts and meditation. I presume that much would be said about the birth of Jesus and the Word becoming flesh at the very place where we visited this morning. I also felt that much would be said about shepherds and sheep. And I thought I would address that third category that maybe would have gone unmentioned today, and that's the angels. In my own life, like many people, I went through whether angels really existed or not. And in my early years of priesthood, I was at that point where I just considered them to be a literary genre of sorts, just a way in which the writers of Scripture could explain the supernatural. And so I wasn't all that sold at that particular point in my life that the angels were real. Surrounded by a lot of believers in my parish, they kind of turned me around again. But angels play an extremely important part in the work of salvation. All throughout Old Testament, the angels are presenting the message of God so that his people could be able to follow his way and his will. Jesus was given the name Jesus by an angel. An angel appeared to Mary at the Annunciation to inform her of God's will for her. The angel came and spoke to the shepherds to announce the birth of Jesus. And then choirs of angels sang glory to God in the highest at the birth of Christ. The angel continued to guide Saint Joseph even after convincing him to be comfortable in taking Mary as his wife. After the birth of Jesus, it was the angel who spoke to Saint Joseph in terms of watching over and protecting Jesus, their flight into Egypt and their return back. The angels are constantly performing the work of the Lord. Part of the difficulty is that we get caught up in our trying to describe angels, and we know that angels are pure spirit. So any way in which we describe them is purely our own imagination trying to do that. Of course, the most common is that they have wings and they're dressed in white. And I was thinking, as I was reflecting on the angels, I was remembering for a number of years before becoming a bishop, I used to celebrate Mass on a regular basis at Father John's Church, St. Barnabas. And I always had the children's Mass on Christmas Eve. And the children would put on the pageant of the birth of Jesus. And then during the Mass, they would come and join me around the altar. And I remember the one time when I invited the children up and I was standing at the center of the altar, two eager angels came on either side of me and their wings just covered me. So I spoke from behind the curtain, the veil. Maybe about 20, 25 years ago, I guess it was, there was a resurgence in angelology. And accompanying that, it was a resurgence in Gregorian chant. And you know who it was that was being drawn to the Gregorian chant and the notion of angels? It was college students. It was young people. And in trying to address that phenomenon, there was a sense that our young people had had enough of real life. They were looking for something metaphysical, something beyond this world. And they were getting caught up into that supernatural, the notion of angels and of the Gregorian chant rising and bringing us above the normal of this world. Angels surround all of us on a daily basis. And perhaps we don't realize it or notice it because we're just so engrossed in this world, in our own lives, in our own plans, in our own desires, in our own worries, in our own needs, in our own aches, in our own pains. We're just so immersed in this world that it's difficult for us to see, let alone hear, the voice of angels guiding us in the way of the Lord. I've often said I don't believe in coincidences. I catch myself almost considering a sin when I use the word luck, because I see everything as providential. And as I can look back, and as many of you can too, you know those close calls when you almost tripped and were almost in an accident? You almost said the wrong word? And what possessed you to avoid it? And sometimes we say, boy, was I lucky. What a chance I could have taken. And anymore, I really look at that providence of God that comes to us in the form of supernatural aid, in the persons of the spirits, which are the angels. If Mary would have thought like me in my early priesthood, she may never have heard the call and said yes. She wouldn't know what to have named Jesus. St. Joseph would never have known to take the Holy Family and flee to Egypt and then return. All of the prophets, all of the saints who were called to do so much in leading us in this faith, they would never have done it if they were not attuned to the angels of their time. And then finally, just a thought, sometimes angels, and I know this would be not completely correct because angels are spirits, but sometimes angels take the form of the people around us as well. We don't want to fail to recognize how those who love us and our friends and relatives, how the priest or deacon preaching can sometimes give us that word of God that we need to hear. And we need to be attuned to those around us who, like the angels, present to us God's direction in our life. And so as we are here in the shepherd's field in this cave and are reflecting on the shepherds who were reflecting on the birth of Jesus, let us not forget the messengers of God at that time, the angels, and throughout all of our salvation history. Let us ask the Lord Jesus to keep us always attuned to the messengers that he sends us so that we may hear his word and keep it. God love you.